WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. President Trump is holding a joint news conference with Japan's prime minister at the White House.
The prime minister and I will be working closely together to maintain peace and security. And I also say peace through strength and all over the Indo-Pacific. And to that end, we also remain committed to the effort I began in my first term to ensure safety and stability on the Korean Peninsula.
Trump also said the U.S. and Japan will fight Chinese economic aggression. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with House Speaker Mike Johnson in Washington today.
We're not going to have a future for Gaza or for a future for peace in our part of the world if Hamas remains there.
The group Public Citizen is suing the Trump administration, hoping to stop its dismantling of USAID. Co-President Robert Weissman warns the aid agency cannot be shut down.
Soup kitchens around the world are shutting down, providing food to desperately poor and hungry people.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Wisconsin's top election official can stay at her post. The state Supreme Court released an opinion this morning. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson breaks down the case for us.
Republicans have targeted Administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Megan Wolf, for years. The administrator is basically the director of all the clerks in the state, because we have about 1,800 of them who run elections at the local level. The administrator doesn't create the rules. The Wisconsin Elections Commission does that. Instead, the administrator is the one who helps all these clerks interpret those decisions and implement them. Wolf was not nominated for another term, but she wasn't fired either. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission has the power to do both of those things. Republicans tried to fire her themselves in 2023 over false claims of election fraud in the 2020 presidential election. They took the case to Dane County Court, and when that judge didn't rule in their favor, they appealed to the state Supreme Court. Now, it's really technical. The case involves state law, elections commission rules, and court precedent. But here's something we don't see too often. Our seven justices on the state Supreme Court were unanimous. They all agreed that Wolf can stay on the job. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The mayor and the county executive have a turn today. Yesterday, the community was able to meet and greet with the three MPS superintendent candidates. The finalists are Dr. Brenda Casilius, Dr. Joshua Starr, and Dr. Andre Townsell. Yesterday, they shared their backgrounds and answered questions at the central office. The district says they hope to have a new super announced later this month or next. Recent bird deaths along the Chicago shores of Lake Michigan have led to Milwaukee County Zoo officials to take action. The zoo has closed its aviary indefinitely as a precautionary measure against the spread of the bird flu. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a four-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle, head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA. The team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny and pleasant today with highs nearing 30. Will become cloudy tonight, falling to the mid-20s, and snow is likely tomorrow afternoon. With less than an inch of accumulation expected, highs will flirt with the freezing mark in the low 30s. A few flurries still fly around at night and will be sunny for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
This looks like a game show. It acts like a game show. It's set up like a game show, but it's not a game show.
Is your head bobbing? Our heads are bobbing. You should watch us. Check out Civic Media's YouTube channel or check out at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Insta, and the Book of Faces. Because you're probably not going to want to see my stumped face, my dull face, during this half hour of our brand new segment called Ask Maggie. You're going to find it here every Friday at 3 p.m. You get to ask me basically anything you want. I only have either 30 or 60 seconds to answer, as determined by my amazing friends in this endeavor helping me out today, my producer Jamie, Corey on the boards. Thanks, guys, so much for helping today.
Well, we are so excited to be starting this new segment. We've had some really good questions, too, I have to tell you. And for anybody who wants to get in on this at any point, ask Maggie at civicmedia.us, okay? So that's where you got to text. We curate this list, and it's a good list of stuff.
Is it weird that I'm nervous? I mean, is that weird?
No, that's normal.
I don't think so. I mean, like, have you drank enough? Are you hydrated?
Am I hydrated? Maybe I should actually, like, crack open an adult beverage. Maybe that would help more. Maybe next Friday we'll do it with an adult beverage.
Dab the
brow. You know, sponsorships, yes, sponsorships wanted. I am a good fan of the hard seltzers, everybody. That is my jam.
You're just scared that I'm on the buzzer.
Also true. Yes. Also true. Well, when you all, I also wanted to ask this. Corey, a little birdie told me that you do.
That'd be me.
A heck of a Louis Anderson impersonation. Let's see what we're going
to have to preface
give
this.
Us an impersonation.
I have to say, I had no idea what a game show person that you were, Maggie, until you and I started working together. You have no idea how many old, I mean, like 70s, 80s episodes of game shows we watch at our house. So this is
Match Game, Card Sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, love that
all
stuff.
Of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
I mean, I DVR Jeopardy every day.
Are you DVRing the 1970s version of Jeopardy?
If it was on my cable package, I would completely do that because first of all, I have gone down complete rabbit holes watching Alex Trebek outtakes from like way back in the day, the F-bomb dropping. And it's so weird to watch Alex Trebek drop an F-bomb in an outtake. It's just fabulous. But this would explain your love, Corey, of Louis Anderson. He was quite the game show host.
He was on Family Feud was the host there. And can't remember if he was after Richard Karn or before Richard Karn, but somewhere.
I think it was before.
Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
He was just the best. Yeah. I mean, you had Dawson.
Yeah.
And then you had Louis Anderson, in my opinion.
Well, let's be honest. In this day and age, Dawson would get in a lot of trouble.
Yes. And the guy that ran, that hosted with the tiny mic before Drew Carey. What's that guy's name?
Bob Barker would also be in a heap of trouble.
Yeah. Well, here's my tease, Corey. You're going to hit me with some Louis Anderson, and I'm going to give you my one Steve Harvey line. Okay? I mean, like...
Okay.
That's fair, right? Like, I will embarrass myself and so will you.
I'm going to just sit and watch, okay? So that's what I'm going to do. Who's going first?
I'll go first. Corey's going first, of course.
All right. So,
show me bacon!
Do it again. Yeah, do it again. I want to hear the bacon bit again.
Show me bacon!
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Not up there.
Let me tell you, we are a we are a ball of fire at your next cocktail party. That is us.
I can't wait. Listen, nerds of the world, unite. We are in communion together today here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, you are hearing the amazing voices of my producing partner, Jamie, and the guy running the board today, Corey. All right. Well, every good turn deserves another. I'm your host, Steve Harvey. That's what I got for you. I love me some Steve Harvey.
Oh, he's fantastic.
So funny. Everybody loves Steve. I love the ladies loving Steve. I mean, it's just all goodness. But yeah, Louis Anderson, very good. Folks, we're talking about game shows because we got a little bit of a gamification of the Maggie Dawn Show going on this afternoon. It is 3 o'clock, so we're playing our first inaugural Go At Ask Maggie. If you've got questions for me, and literally anything goes, I am an open book. And I will dump my brain out best I can. And I only get 30 or 60 seconds to answer. You can help participate, make this segment amazing by emailing your questions and thoughts to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Have I avoided this for long enough now, Jamie?
Are you ready?
Yeah, quit stalling.
Are you ready? All right, deep breath.
I'm ready.
All right. Corey, I think let's do a 60-second bet this time. Let's give her 60 because this is a little bit of a detailed question, okay?
Now, do I start this after the question?
Yes, start it after.
Okay.
All right?
For gosh sakes, you start it after the question.
I'm so sweaty. I don't know what to do.
Some of these are a little long in detail, okay, so you got to let us build up, all right? So Andrew from Maine texted in, right? And Andrew's one of our listeners on the stream and always texts the app, so thank you for that. He wants to know if the president owns a social media platform, and that platform restricts posts, like blocks users, deletes posts, deletes accounts, so on and so on. Could that be considered a violation of the First Amendment since the president is clearly an agent of the government? He says, even if the president themselves is not taking the action, but they are a majority owner of that platform. All right, go.
First of all, great question, Andrew. You should be a lawyer. You should be a lawyer that works in government because, indeed, this was a question that I had to answer in my former life as Milwaukee County's Corporation Counsel. Now, there was just a Supreme Court case on this past year, but up until that case, basically, the question hinged on whether or not the elected official was posting and engaging on that social media platform in their, quote, official capacity. How the heck would you be able to tell? You may be asking. You would figure that out by basically looking at what they're communicating. Is it about their government functions, about their positions, about the policies that they're advocating for? If so, it's a public forum. And no, you could not block users or delete comments because the First Amendment prohibits government actors from inhibiting speech in that way, especially based on content. Holy cow!
10 seconds.
That was, oh my gosh, 10 seconds. Okay. The Supreme Court has now decided that if you are speaking, you have to have the authority to speak and exercise that authority. That was the case this past March.
That was impressive. Look at you.
Great question, Andrew.
I know it was good. I said, did you have something to dab the brow with? Because I knew this. Yeah, right? Like, it gets a little tense. It's a little
very
tense.
A little tense. It's exciting, though. I like I don't know who picked the, like, jammy background music, but I like it.
I think it was Aaron Z.
It was Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, thank you very much for that.
Mr. Zommers. Okay, so the bing towards the end is bring these horses into the barn.
10
okay.
seconds. Yeah. All right. You can tell this is a new segment. We're still working out the details.
You know, we did have a rehearsal, people. Yeah, I know it doesn't sound like it, but we did.
We tried.
Can I also give John, so John from Milwaukee just gave us a snarky question on the text line, and I just want to do this one because, John, come on, man.
Okay, I'm only going to give it 30 seconds then. So okay. Here we
oh,
go.
I love it. All right. You, somebody read the question.
Okay, let me
from John,
get over there. Let
it.
Me get over there.
Unless she's got it.
All right. All right. I got it. Right. Here we go.
Jamie's got it.
All right. Why are you so angry all the time, Maggie Dawn?
Oh, John from Milwaukee. First of all, do I sound angry now, sir? Do we sound like we're angry? I don't think we do. But John, my three whys are I hate bullies. I demand that people tell the truth. And my third thing is I want it to work better, more efficiently for everybody. And when those three rules are getting broken, I get mad.
Wow. In under the buzzer. Look
under the buzzer.
Wow. Is it going to flip sometime?
Right here.
There we go.
Oh, there
right.
we go.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the feud, is that the feud?
Yes.
That's the feud buzzing. Yep.
I feel like a Louis Anderson needs to come back here at any moment. Like any moment, I feel like he needs to come back. All right.
He might.
We're just going to have to get a cut of Corey doing
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
Right?
Like at some point. Clearly.
I'm never doing Steve Harvey again, by the way, because I don't want to tick Steve Harvey off. Like, Steve, if you're out there. And you liked the impersonation, like, come on the show. By all means, we'll have a good discussion about the feud and all yes. of your many endeavors.
Yes.
He's an incredible radio host.
He is. He's a
very talented man.
Little success for Steve Harvey over the
yeah,
years.
Just I mean, a wee just, bit. Right?
It's not just the feud, people. He's done a few it's other things, too.
Yes. Was he one of the original kings of comedy?
Ah, Corey Hartman, this would be more of a question for you. I'll do a dive into that.
A little trivia. Don't ask me that question because I don't
know.
No,
I won't. I promise. We don't have anything about Steve Harvey. Although, if you really want to hear Maggie do her impression again at some point, you could text us at askmaggie@civicmedia.us, and that could be part of the questions once again here on Ask Maggie.
I didn't know it was a request show.
If you phrase it in the form of a question, she said she'll answer anything. She'll answer anything.
Basically. All right. Cam from Appleton pointing out on the text line that Steve Harvey's got a damn fine mustache.
This is true.
It's the mustache of all mustaches.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we got time for at least one more.
Are you ready for another? All right.
Yeah, I hope so. Let me dab my brow.
Okay. All right. Okay. This one's a little bit more detailed. So let's give her 60 on this one as well. Because Sarah from Wauwatosa wants to know, Maggie Dawn, why do nearly half of the eligible voters, I can get words out today, not vote?
Gosh, 60 seconds, Sarah,
I know.
From Wauwatosa? I'm going to go back to people feel like they're getting screwed, that the system doesn't work for them, that the fix is in. It leads to disengagement. That is why money ain't speech. Corporations aren't people. We got to stop the corruption. We don't want billionaire overlords. We don't want more tax cuts for billionaires. We want government to work well, more efficiently, more effectively for most of us. And by most of us, I mean working people. Yeah, unless you got 50 mil or more in the bank, it needs to work better for us. So no more tax cuts for billionaires. Let's oppose from the ground up, grassroots here, Trump's tax cuts 2.0, which is basically just more giveaways to billionaires and the richest corporations in the world. I think that is predominantly why people don't vote. Shoo! I finished early!
You did!
The little early
again.
Warning bell ding. Who knew?
See, she does know when to end for anybody who thinks she doesn't. I think
no, I'm always slamming into the brakes.
It's because you don't normally. I mean, we have time here.
Well,
but
that's because you have Wheel of Producers
yes.
right now. So
yes, this
wheel
is true.
Wheel of Producers.
And by the way, Steve on the text line today says that Steve Harvey was part of the Kings of Comedy, and I'm looking it up right now. It looks like Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah,
some guy I don't know. I'd have to look up his name, and then Steve Harvey also in this photo.
And then like DL, right? He became one of the. The next gen, the 2.0 kings.
I think so.
More coming up after the break.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best.
What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, 1 electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
No clue.
Well, it had to be the beginning of the season. I can maybe noodle it out.
Okay.
Yay, Troy from Mount Horeb. Stay tuned. Here we go. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're having so much fun. We don't know what time it is here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. I'm being helped out by my two good friends and partners today, my producer, Jamie, and we got Corey on the board for this very first inaugural Ask Maggie segment. You can join the fun, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or by emailing us your questions so they can get in the hopper for next week's episode. We're going to bring this to you every Friday at 3 p.m. That email again is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Troy from Mount Horeb, thank you for listening, my friend. Jamie, I think we got a couple more questions for me.
We do. I just want to quickly point out, because I know this is one of our shorter segments, that this is a way better inauguration of anything than we had a couple of weeks ago. Just wanted to point
just
that
saying.
Out. That's right. Just saying. Just saying. All right. So let's give you a little bit more of a fun one. All right. This one comes from Patty, who listens on WMDX. She texts in from the Sauk County area. She wants to know, Maggie Dawn, 30 seconds for this one, Corey, if you weren't already an awesome radio host and already an incredible attorney, what would your dream job be, Maggie Dawn?
Oh, my goodness. So in Bizarro World, what is Bizarro World Maggie doing? I was one of those kids that wished I could stay in school forever and sort of indulge like every curiosity that I had. I thought for a while I wanted to be a professional violinist. Then I figured out that violinists were very temperamental. Okay, but what would I really do? I would be a writer. I love writing. Or an editor. I love editing other people's stuff even more. Give me my red pen.
Every time I talk to you, I find out about all these skills that you have. This is going to be a really highlighting segment for me too. Every Friday,
a revealing look.
I learned today, and we're going to talk about this, I think, a little later on. Like, you were a rugby player and stuff. I mean, our pairing just kind of came to be. So I'm learning something every day about you. This is exciting stuff. Very, very exciting stuff.
Thanks, Jamie.
Well, you're welcome.
I love doing this with you.
It's super fun. Do we want to try to get in another question here? What is our time limit? All right, Corey Hartman.
Oh, yeah, okay. we got time.
All right. Ooh, this is a good one. She's going to need 60 for this one, Corey. This comes from Jeff, who is listening in the Rhinelander area. He says, should it concern us that Elon Musk is already using X to talk about Wisconsin's Supreme Court race?
Oh, say it ain't so, Jeff. Elon, just go away. Yeah, it should concern us. The man controls the flow of information on one of the world's most premier communication platforms. But listen, let's be honest. Sleazy Brad Schimmel, the shameless Brad Schimmel, I think we're going to talk about him on this network way more than Musk is going to talk about Wisconsin on X. And, of course, a fabulous candidate from the left end of the spectrum, Judge Susan Crawford, we had on the show earlier this week. It was fantastic to talk with her. We're going to have her back. Worried about it? Here's how you defeat bad speech with good speech and lots more of it. And that is what we try to do here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Ooh, done early, too.
I love it. I love it.
Rushing it.
I know. No, that was great. That was a great answer. I want to give Troy, who's listening over in the Mount Horeb area, a little shout out here. He's texting in as this segment goes on. He's loving what he's hearing. So thank you.
God.
Is he the only one? Hopefully he's not the only one.
Hopefully you all are liking it, too.
We're having a blast.
Yeah. Can we give Dick from Madison some love? He's one of our most regular listeners and callers. I think he had a question for me as well.
All right. Do I have that? I
got
to find
Corey,
it.
Corey, you want to answer?
Oh, you've got it. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So there was a year where the Brewers hit 13-0 on a holiday to start the season. They went 13-0 and it landed on a holiday. What holiday was that?
How much time are you giving her?
30.
Okay.
So I believe it was the 1983 season where the Brewers started out their season and went 13-0. So opening days are, generally speaking, at the very end of March or early April. 13 games, a little bit over 2 weeks. What holiday is at the end of April? I don't know, Dick. Gosh, tell me. Inquiring minds, I'm going to have to Google it the break.
I just Googled it.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm buzzing in right there. The Brewers got off to a scorching start in 1987.
Okay. 87. Oh, 87. Gosh. I'm embarrassing myself for all I talk about how much of a Brewers fan I am. Okay, it was 87.
And
what was the holiday?
Are you still parsing that out?
That's a great question. That's not up there.
Can you do Louis?
It might have been Tax Day.
Show me Tax Day.
There we go.
No.
A brand new car. I mean, yeah, that it was neither Louis Anderson nor Steve Harvey Post.
It was Steve Harvey doing Louis Anderson.
That's right.
Yeah, basically.
Yes.
I should have known that, right? Because of the George Webb burger giveaway, and I was old enough to go to it and sentiently remember it, which I'm not sure would have happened in 83, because I still would have been about knee-high to a grasshopper. I was old enough to remember Stan. I mean, listen, folks, I love the fact that Wisconsinites, if there is a deal on some eats, we will line up and wait in the stinking freezing cold or for whatever number of hours to get our free George Webb hamburger. I think I went with my best friend Gretchen, who lived across the street from me, who introduced me to the Beatles and Stevie Ray Vaughan. I think we waited in line for like 3.5 hours to get a stinking George Webb free hamburger. Oy vey.
Sometimes it's worth it, though, right?
Listen, there's still a George Webb in downtown Milwaukee. I'll hit that joint up every once in a while and get a burger and a cup of coffee. Sometimes after I've had a couple of adult beverages.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, plus that goes well with an adult beverage, let's be honest. I mean, there's several ways you could pair that together and be totally okay in that answer. Totally
okay. Yeah, indeed. I also want to answer, Dick asked, was there a brewer I had a crush on back in the 80s? And I'm this is so averagey of me. And usually, at least I like to think of myself as not so average, but I had a huge, massive crush on Robin Yount. I mean, who didn't back in the 80s? He was freaking adorable. I even buy the Robinade every once in a while. That's going to do it for this first go-round at Ask Maggie.
Yay.
You can participate, askmaggie@civicmedia.us. When we come back, what's good, local, and overlooked with Terry Bye. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Corey.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond, 540 WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The USDA cattle inventory report has come out, and one key thing standing out is that while U.S. dairy herd numbers are staying in line with what was expected, replacement heifers in the U.S. is shrinking. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and that's according to Matt Trinal, Senior Dairy Market Advisor with EverAg. He explains a little bit more about what this means for the future.
Ultimately, USDA kept the U.S. dairy herd at 9.35 million head. That is in line with that's in line with what the milk production reports have been saying. I think the interesting one was replacement heifers. You look at replacement heifers, and they were down 40,000 head from January of 2024. So that was nine tenths of a percent year over year lower. That supports a lot of the rhetoric that we've been hearing from dairy farmers out there in regards to heifers being very tough to find. When you do find them, they're costing you a lot of money.
Once again, that's Matt Trinal, Senior Dairy Market Advisor with EverAg, along with us. I'll look at your closing markets right after this.
Just stop and listen to these great details on our next farm tour. Hi, everybody. I'm PM Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th as we head to the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, Victoria, as well as agricultural highlights. We'll start in Calgary and visit their expansive Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour and meet a Mountie. Next, we board a via rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Once we arrive in Vancouver, we'll enjoy award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery and also take a ferry to Vancouver Island for a stroll through Bouchard Gardens. We'll learn about farming life on the island during fascinating visits to a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Again, July 26th through August 4th, join me for our next tour of the Canadian Rockies.
I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 4.95 and a quarter. That was up 2 cents. New crop corn closed at 4.69 and three quarters, up one and a quarter. Cash beans closed at 10.16 and a half, up 3.5 cents. And new crop beans closed at 10.66, also up 3.5 cents. Cash wheat closed at 5.87 and three quarters, up 15 and a half cents. And new crop wheat closed at 6.10, up 13 and a quarter cents. March milk is trading at 20.01 a hundred weight, and April milk is trading at 19.67. Barrel cheese closed at 180 and a half with no change. 40 also had no change and closed at 186. And the double A butter closed down a penny at 240. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny and pleasant today with highs nearing 30. Will become cloudy tonight, falling to the mid-20s, and snow is likely tomorrow afternoon, with less than an inch of accumulation expected. Highs will flirt with the freezing mark in the low 30s. A few flurries still fly around at night, and will be sunny for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news? You've been arrested. Good news? You're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news, headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Heart, why don't you? Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday. It is 3:30. And I know that you are all just as happy as I am to be bringing Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Hey, Terry, how are you? It's so nice to see you.
Hi, Maggie. Oh, the build up to this segment. And your past one was wonderful. I enjoyed it so much.
Oh, thanks, Terry. But you can also send in questions to ask Maggie.
Oh.
Yes.
I will ponder that, Maggie.
Yes, all participation welcome.
Okay, I do have a question to start our good news, but maybe overlooked segment here.
Fabulous.
Have you heard about the Wisconsin man who simply on a whim found out about a contest, and this would be a commercial, if he would win with his ad, it would be played at the big game, the Super Bowl, and he would win $10 million. Have you heard about him?
No, tell me more.
This is one of my favorite stories in recent weeks. He is Landon Jones. He is based in Green Bay, and he created the commercial for, get this, Doritos. So no small brand. And though he sort of has what you would say is a taste success,
pun intended.
He is not going to leave Green Bay and Wisconsin anytime soon.
So Terry, he won? He won this contest.
Wait, you gotta wait.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm jumping ahead.
But he does explain the process and why he loves Green Bay. Let's take a listen.
I was sitting on the couch. I was eating some Doritos. I just had one in my hand. I was looking at it and I just try and think of different scenarios playing out. Like, and I was like, well, what if my hand got bigger? And then I was like, okay, well, what would happen if I ate it, if that effect happened? Okay, the head would get bigger. I mean, the production, like on the budget side, it was pretty simple. You know, most of it, it's just over the years, just learning lighting. I don't want to say mastering because I believe in always being a student. You know, I'm just enjoying this whole process. Doritos, their whole team has been super cool. It feels really good. And just to be like in that echelon, I love my city. You know, I grew up here, born and raised. You know, I'm not big on the bright lights, fast moving stuff. You know, I like going there, enjoying it, but there's something about here I just love. And, you know, I want to make something here.
And he is. He made it to the top 25, Maggie.
Oh, cool.
And then he broke it down to the top three. He didn't make it to the top three.
Oh.
I'm sorry to tell you. I know. I think anyone who knew about him was cheering for him, but you can kind of tell he just takes a back seat to bragging about himself. So it's just great to know that he stepped out of his comfort zone. He did it, and that he made it through thousands to get to the top 25. What an experience. And honestly, his story and the interview, the video of his commercial, we put it all together and you can find it on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. I would have played the commercial for you, but there's no sound in it. So you actually
visual. How cool. I am absolutely, as soon as I get off the air, Terry, I'm going to go check that out. That is so fabulous.
It will make you laugh. And the best thing about Landon, he went to UW-Milwaukee. He wanted to be a doctor. And he found himself just sort of lost. And so he started playing with apps and video and things on his phone. And he said that hit his heart. That's when he realized he wanted to be a creative.
That's just amazing. Landon, if you're listening, you are super cool. I would love to get and hang out and have you share more of your creative brain. That's just so awesome. Congrats.
And doesn't it make you proud of people who say, you know, you and I both moved away from Wisconsin, but came back.
Yes.
Landon has no intention. He loves it here so much. And I know that's why you and I came back. But I love hearing that from people who say, I don't need to move away. I'm home.
Yes, absolutely. Again, congrats, Landon. Terry, thanks for an amazing story. You got another one for us.
I do. And this one's even, you know, on the lighter side. So football jerseys. Let's talk about this since it's kind of the big football weekend.
Yes.
There is a brand new survey out by Google search, and it shows which jersey number is the most searched for this whole season. So who do you think it is, Maggie? Is it our Jordan Love, the QB with the Packers? Or is it the one that Taylor Swift is often seen in? You know, that Travis Kelce guy that plays.
Yeah, that tall drink of water. Are those my only two choices?
You can choose anyone else. Those were the two I thought most people would be the most familiar with.
Yeah, I would have probably thrown Mahomes in with him too. Saquon, like, super popular. But of those two, I'm probably going to go with Jordan Love because everybody in the U.S. loves an underdog. Like, they want the work hard, try hard person to get ahead. So I'm going to go
ding,
with Love.
Ding, ding. You got it. We love our Packers. Yay. Now, Jordan Love, yeah, he is the number one searched number, including any information people can get about him. And then Travis Kelce with the Taylor Swift effect.
Of course.
He's actually number three. And that lands both of them higher than any of the other Packers players. I thought this was interesting. Number 39. So we've got number one, number three, and number 39 is the Packers player Josh Jacobs. Other than that, we are out of the top 100.
Who had an absolutely explosive season? Who is number two if you got it in front of you, Terry?
I don't have it in front of me. In fact, it wasn't even a name that registered. Not one like you had even mentioned.
Huh.
So I found that interesting. I actually should have grabbed it and kept it in front of me. But I was most interested in the popular players. And maybe next time I need to dig into the ones that we think aren't as popular that we don't hear about as much. One thing I want to say, you know how the Cowboys are always up there with their jersey sales?
Mm-hmm.
Not this time.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
They have fallen down.
I always say when people say, oh, I love the Cowboys, my lines are usually, they are not America's team. America's team is the Green Bay Packers.
Thank you.
And radio FCC friendly version, like, forget you, Jerry Jones, and your Jumbotron. Not a fan of Mr. Jones. No, thank you.
No.
Although,
I find it interesting, he does all the talking for the team, it seems.
He does. Well, and his daughter is a top line executive. I will say this, that I have one positive thing to say about the Cowboys. I was an absolutely diehard Emmitt Smith fan growing up. I just thought he was the bee's knees, like, not just an incredible athlete. He seemed to be such a nice person, good man. And he was just once in a generation football player and running back. Those quads, man, they were tree trunks.
Wow.
Just incredible. I forget what he was on the cover of some magazine, Terry, and he was sitting on like an inner tube, like laying back, and they took the picture of him, like him from above. And I could not believe how big this guy's legs were. They were just huge, like trunks.
It's so funny. They always say you can measure, you know, like putting your hand around your wrist.
Yeah,
that wouldn't work around his legs.
No, I just grab on. He could carry me along wherever he wants to go. Thank you so much. What are you doing this weekend for the Super Bowl?
Well, I think actually we are just going to chill with some neighbors.
Oh, that's
and just
fun.
Keep it that way. You know, without the Packers, it's always kind of a different deal.
Yes.
And I'm not even sure which team I'm going to cheer for. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, yes. I am going to be cheering for the Eagles, though my brain tells me that the Chiefs are going to win. And one of the reasons that I'm cheering for the Eagles is because of Saquon, but also I just, the city of Philadelphia feels a little like Milwaukee East to me in many ways. And I love how diehard their fans are. Though the Eagles as a football franchise and Ndamukong Suh have done terrible things to the Packers in the past. So it is one of those things that it's kind of like a horse of peace for me. I will absolutely be watching the entire thing at home with maybe one or two friends. And the reason I say this is because I am kind of obsessed with the commercials. I love the football.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
But the commercials, all the creative stuff that goes into them and talking smack about the ones that land and the ones that don't. I'm sure we'll talk about that on Monday on my show. And I am an enormous, huge Kendrick Lamar fan, and I cannot wait to see what he does with the halftime show. I also have always hated Drake before the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. I hated Drake. So I will be fascinated to see what that halftime show looks like. And for those of you who are trivia fans, and we talked about football a little bit earlier today, Kendrick Lamar is the first solo rap artist to be the NFL Super Bowl halftime artist. So I think that's really interesting. There's just a lot of juxtaposition that is going on with this year's Super Bowl.
Coming off his Grammy wins, this is very cool.
Yes, the full sweep for Mr. Lamar. I talked about that on Monday. I talked about the Grammys a bunch, and of course, Beyonce's big album of the year win. Finally, I called her the Susan Lucci of the Grammy album of the year. Remember Susan from the soaps and didn't win a stinking Emmy for like 20
Always
years?
Always the bridesmaid.
Never the bride. So speaking of championships, Terry, I wanted to share this with you, and I'll talk about this probably a little bit more in my next segment. I was harkened back to my college sports days because I have been very closely watching the UCLA women's basketball team because they are 22-0. They undefeated into this deep into the season. They're 9-0 in the Big Ten. Don't even get me started. I don't know why UCLA is in the Big Ten, but neither here nor there. They played Ohio State, or the Ohio State University, if you went to Ohio State, on Wednesday and beat them. It was a pretty close game. They ended up squeaking it out in the last minutes. But I love listening to their coach talk. She is just so inspirational. And if you don't know, her name's Corey Close. Mm-hmm. And she gave an interview that I heard on Wednesday before the game. And she talked about how inspirational John Wooden was. Of course, he had led the men's UCLA Bruins team to, I think, 10 or 11 NCAA championships.
That's wild.
Truly one of the winningest coaches in men's college hoops history. And she talked about a lot of the inspiration that she took from Coach Wooden. And it made me think of the time that I met Al McGuire on Marquette's campus. So my dad is a huge Al McGuire fan. He graduated from Marquette, paid his own freight, and he loved Al McGuire. And so I grew up following Marquette hoops and knowing a lot about Coach McGuire and how he approached the young men and just his philosophies of coaching. And while I was a student at Marquette, Al McGuire, by the way, very, very distinctive face and gait and like way that he stood, you couldn't miss. Like, if you've seen the guy, you know how he walks, what he looks like. It's just very, very noticeable. I was walking down Wisconsin Avenue, backpack full of books, and I saw Coach McGuire walk across Wisconsin Avenue. And I'm not kidding you, Terry. It was like a football field away. So what does like fangirl Maggie Dawn do?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. full out, like I'm running a 40, right? Like hauling my butt, calling out, waving my hands, because most of my fellow students didn't know who the guy was, right? He's just chilling, like walking across campus. Arms of flailing, Coach McGuire, Coach McGuire. And he hears me and hears this, you know, 6-footer coming barreling down Wisconsin Avenue with my backpack on. And he was the most gracious and kind to me. He gave me a big hug. I hate the fact that we didn't have smart devices because there's no photo of the moment.
Right.
He was so generous. And I told him.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. You're always afraid if you meet
that they're going to let you down. Not at all. Not at all.
I just
and I asked him
that.
To sign something for me for my dad. And he whipped out a business card and he said, "Dear Mike, thanks for being such a great fan. Coach Al McGuire." It was like the
what
coolest
did dad do?
Thing. Dad flipped out. I love giving my dad sports related gifts. It's like you can't go Wrigley Spearmint gum, tube socks, maybe a chapstick and some sports gift, folks. That's this episode with Terry Barr of What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin. Final thoughts for the week coming up next. Keep it locked.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying,
you're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Finally, it's Friday. My goodness. I'm exhausted. Are you guys? Phew. Things are coming at you pretty fast these days, but I will always be here to break it down with each and every one of you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here at the Civic Media Radio Network. Just a reminder, everybody, we are now in early voting for our spring primary. The primary is February 18th. So if you are registered or ready to vote, great. You can go to an early voting location to get your vote for the primary done. That's coming up on February 18th. Of course, the general election is April 1st. Please, please, please mark your calendars. If you got friends or family members that are snowbirding somewhere but are residents of the state of Wisconsin, be sure to remind them to submit the form to get their absentee ballot mailed to them. You can confirm whether or not you're registered to vote, what your polling place is. You can request an absentee ballot by going to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. www.cbs.gov. My thanks to Terry Barr for what is always a super fun segment that you'll find here every Friday at 3:30 called What's Good, Local, and Overlooked in Wisconsin. Big love, Terry. Have a great weekend. And also, I just want to say a big thanks to my senior producing partner, Jamie, getting the Ask Maggie segment ready this week, and also to Corey on the boards. We had a bunch of fun doing that. That is a new segment, everybody, that you will find every Friday at 3 p.m. If you want to get your question in, basically, you can ask me anything. Just email your questions to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Jamie will get them in the hopper. And you can watch me stumble around with no preparation in response to your questions. Hopefully I'll know something about them. And I won't embarrass myself anymore by getting Brewers trivia questions incorrect. But I wanted to share with you all a little story about my old college sports days. If you've been listening to me for a while, you may know that I am kind of a sports junkie, a huge, enormous baseball fan, but I also love college hoops and football. And you would likely also know that back in the day, I played rugby, women's rugby at Marquette University. I had never played rugby before. I had thought about maybe playing basketball in college, trying to get a scholarship, but decided that really wasn't for me. I think it's an impossible task for the student athlete. And so I decided not to do that. Went to Marquette, very fortunately, on a full academic scholarship. And so I wanted to find an outlet that wasn't just like the intramural basketball or whatever. And I had been walking across campus and somebody had flagged me down because I'm a tall person. And they said, oh, you need to come to this Marquette crew meeting because tall people row crew, right? And I went to the crew meeting. And all of the club sports and colleges travel, all the club sports were meeting at that time. I went into the crew meeting. They said, oh, our JV crew boat gets on the boat at 4 a.m. I picked up my backpack and left because that is not why I went to college or university, to get up at 4 a.m. to go work out. No, thank you very much. And as I was walking out of the union, I heard all of this laughter, these women laughing and hooting and hollering. And so I thought, oh, I'll stick my head in there. And lo and behold, that was my introduction to rugby. I ended up playing at Marquette in my sophomore year. We were a completely green team. The club had only existed for 3 or 4 years at that point. No one knew who we were. And long story short, we ended up winning the Midwest Championship, which got us a slot at the national championships. People thought we were from Marquette, Michigan. They legit had no idea who we were. We beat Florida State. We beat Radcliffe. We beat a whole slew of incredible teams. And I was on the field in the very last game of that tournament playing for the national championship. It was May 7th, 1997. I will never forget the date. And it was an absolutely brutal game. And it was back and forth. They would score, we would score. They would score, we would score. And in rugby, there is no visible clock. Typically, at least there wasn't back when I was playing in college. No visible clock. You only know that the game is over when the sir, aka the umpire or referee, we call them sirs in rugby, blows the whistle 3 long times. Otherwise, you keep playing. And we were exhausted. We had played like 4 or 5 matches of rugby in a 2-day period of time. You talk about your legs being cashed, you're just beaten and exhausted. And we knew we were close to the end of the game. We were in our very last drive down the pitch. And we were doing what were called rolling mauls. Now, in rugby, a maul is where you keep the ball in hand. It's not, you don't go to the deck with it. You don't go to the pitch. You're not tackled. You keep it up in your hands, though there are people that are joined together. And we would roll this maul by hitting it on the backside, and it would roll to the left side of the field. And as long as your maul is making forward progress and you don't stall, that play can continue. And we rolled this maul all the way down this pitch. And we were about 5 meters away from the try zone. And our captain called a play. And I set it up with another one of my second row players, a gal by the name of Peggy. And up over the top came my loose head prop. Her name was Shaney. We popped the ball up. She came up and over the mall into the try zone. And in rugby, you have to control the ball all the way to the pitch to score a try. And we watched Shaney come up over the top of the mall, grab that ball, slam it to the dirt. And that was the try that put us ahead. So what do you do next? You got to run back and get set up for the extra point kick. And my best friend on the squad, her name's Shannon, was our extra point kicker. So we all run back. Again, no clock. And Shannon had a foot that you could rely upon like the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. She could make and slot extra points from meters out. But she shanked that sucker, and we all turned around in horror as she raised her arms and ran at us with the sir, giving us the last three whistles of that.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Pat Kreitlow.
Pat Kreitlow is off this week, so get used to some Bach in the Dock, Greg Bach and Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Monday through Thursday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. During his joint news conference with Japan's prime minister at the White House, President Trump would not rule out the possibility of tariffs on Japanese imports.
We have a trade deficit with Japan of over $100 billion, but we're going to work that out, and I think very quickly, frankly.
Trump also announced Japan's Nippon Steel will drop its $14 billion bid to buy U.S. steel. CBS's Major Garrett has more on that.
It's now going to be an investment package. That does not clear up anything about this at all, nor does it clear up the future of unionized U.S. steel workers in Indiana and Pennsylvania.
Trump also said he will fire some of the FBI agents who worked on January 6th investigations because he says they were corrupt. The FBI's acting director has submitted a list of names to the Justice Department.
FBI agents in the field assigned to these cases are still very worried about that. And even if they retain their jobs, they're worried about their identities being disclosed because they fear harassment.
Some say they even fear for their safety. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.